Princely विशेष योगी एंड गिवन योगी फॉर टू एट गिवन योगी ऑफ द निक्रोशिंग ऑफ द निश्लोकिंग और सो और द टैमिड एक्चुअली हैप्पीज सो देन इट पासेस आवे शोगमास्की लेट्स से whatever is squeezed out from parents ומי פרץ, והציר, והמולס, והתמד משייך מיד, so then it's the פרץ, איפה ממעל, אם הוא פעם שאין אמר. קט, מי כשיש יבוא עם סוף עזרה אחת, לא פעם צריך לסומר ולא ילואו, הוי יבוא יבוא, לא פעם צריך לסומר, איפה לא ילואו, הוי יבוא יבוא עם סוף, לא זה סוף, לא תסוער, אני כושר. So that Mishnah tells us would be the status of Nikairis. So Nikairis, do not have a din of mine. So maybe if you have, let's say, 39 soul in Mikveh, and then you pour in, and then one saw barren juice or pepper juice, or any juice of the pear falls into it, so it's not a good Mikveh, because it only has 39 soul mine, not 40 soul mine. But suppose the meat, so that's a case, that's an example of Meperes not being mashal, not being mashal. And what's the case of Meperes being mashal? So it's not really a case of being mashal. So we say it's mashal, but it's not that it's mashal. In other words, if you had originally at the very outset 40 saw of water, 40 saw of water, and then you dumped in one saw barley juice, so there is an even redistribution of the mixture of the 40 saw of water and one saw barley juice. So actually, every unit of that mixture. Every unit of that mixture has 40 ones of water and 141 of oranges. Then you took out, and together you have 41 salt. But then you take out one salt. Then you take out one salt. So, mainly if we had to figure it out accurately, mathematically, then we should say that it should not be kosher mikveh, because it originally had 40 salt water. Then you poured in one salt oranges. So together it has 41 salt. But there is an even redistribution. So that means that every unit of every measure of the mixture, so has 41 of water and 141 of oranges. So suppose you take out from the 41 saw in total, you draw out one saw, so then 40 saw remain. But you don't have 40 saw of water, you don't have 41 saw of water, so you have a little less than 40 saw of water, because a little bit will be of oranges. So and oranges is not mushroom. So if we were to figure it out mathematically, so in this case it shouldn't be kosher either. But in this case it is kosher. Not because it is oranges is mushroom, but because in view of the fact that at the time when we dumped one saw of oranges, so the mikveh already had one saw. So the male even the one saw of oranges out to be became converted into man. So the male, if you draw out one saw, so it is kosher. Now this is what the Mishnah says. Then there is a gemara in Yevomes, that the Allen, that we learned over this gemara. So Rabbi Yechon says, Loi shonu elo ad rubin, avo yesem rubin yach. In other words, if he took out his soul and he dumped his soul and took out his soul, he dumped his soul and took out his soul, he dumped his soul and took out his soul 21 times, so then it is possible. So all the Rishonim except the Rambam and the Rambam, they applied that Gemara to the case of the parents. And according to them, when the Mishnah says, Nosasov, Notosar, is a kosher. So not only if you do it once, Nosasov, Notosar. Even if you do it twice, and even if you do it 3 times, and even if you do it 10 times, and even if you do it 50 times, and even if you do it 90 times, and even if you do it 20 times, Mipayas is kosher. But if you do it ad rubi, but if you do it rubi 21 times, Mipayas, so then if you do it with Mipayas 21 times, so at the end, you we know that the major portion of the liquid consists of Mipayas, not of water. So then it is possible. Mashinke vis-a-vis my chumi, so you can be not so 1,000 times. So it's also Mashinke the Raya, the Rambam. So they say that this Gemara, Omer Rabbi Yechon Loishon Adrobe, Avon Merube, the Eilei Chal is apostle, does not have reference to the case of Mipeles. In the case of Mipeles, so the Mishnah is only Matir, Nosu Sov, not also once. But suppose it's Nosu Sov, not also twice. So it's not Mipeles, it's not Kosher according to the Mishnah. Mashiach came, what Rabbi Yechon says, that Nosu Sov, not also, Adrubei, 20 times. But 21 times not, is reference to Mayim Shuri. And that's the Chumlet. Ligabe, that's why, I mean, the Arabonim, the castle, mostly voice, because of the Shite of the Raive. So, but according to the Raive, the Gemara Vat Rube has reference to Manchuri, according to all the other Shemim, Rashi, Tins, Vesrash, Rosh. So, I mean, Smag, all the Shemim, except the Raive and the Rambam. So, the Gemara of Nosen Sovi Notosu Ad Rube has reference to Mepeyas. So, even by Mepeyas, you can do it 20 times, not 21 times. And by Jumi, you can do it 1,000 times without a limit. But according to the Rambam and the Raive, so then Gemara of Ad Rube has reference to Mepeyas. But Mepeyas, all that the Mishnah is Mati allows, is only Nosen Sovi Notosu once, not twice. It's very important. Right now, Hamayim shulik nimitei mikvoshim mayim shikoshim zaisim minirokes umishlokes mayim shlok mishlokes v'atam v'chatam shizayim mishmosh v'zorem mayim atzo hechmi v'im hechmi tzidik bei peretz kurke v'chmi sawo lumi v'samo dao dolu kobi mao v'kvoshim shim mikva v'im so mayim shirim v'as v'isho mei peretz v'akim atu som benu mayim mei peretz merobim yachad hari kol aso shom mei peretz v'nishao mikve mashirim v'sam mikve kobi mao v'kvoshim shim mikvim so chosar achaz He be a bisalizensi salanovi, vishinu esmar of kosher. Rebiese mei atseba, paisline sabishle shalubim, vein paisline sabishinu mare. Now, there is a psul of shinu mare. What does shinu mare mean? Shinu mare means, suppose you have a mikra remsa, and then you pour in an abundance of wine. An abundance of wine, and that changes the whole appearance of the water. So then it becomes possible to Shinamar is a psul. But that's only Shayach if the Shinamar takes place as a result of being commingled with other liquids. But suppose that, so there is mamoshes of other liquids. And the takes it, there is a shinumare as a result of being commingled with other liquids. Mashenkin, if you just rinse, sour is ensin, sour anovi. So the water becomes diet. So then, there is also a shinumare as a result of the diet, but the shinumare does not emanate from the tarubes of mayim with other liquids, from the tarubes of mayim with wine. So the male, the psul of shinumare doesn't pass. So shina is not of kosher adoch has kinyan with shina shinumare because only the name. So and the same thing Rabbi Yisi says miatzeh. In other words, if it was died, why? So we should be tzidah as the mamosh, because in dying is not in mamoshes. Only when the shinemale results from the tarubes of mayim and other and the pears. So then, but if the shinemale results from the dying, so then it is not possible.
But if it's liquid dye, same thing. I mean, it's a liquid in a liquid, so it's
so the liquid itself required the shinemale because of the dye. So it's not that the liquid originally and naturally had a different matter. When you mix water with wine, so the wine, the
it's
color
naturally.
Of the wine, so right. The wine of that liquid is different.
But several like ink, I mean black, so I pour it in, but it's so a liquid, but it's not of its own nature.
It's not of its own nature, so it doesn't matter. Alright. Because then the shinomare results from the communion, from the tarubes. So suppose wine dropped into a mikveh and they changed their mind. So does it mean that mikveh is little apostle? No. Suppose it starts raining. And then as a result of the additional rainwater, so the mare reverts back to its original shape. So then it's a great question. So, case of Yasi Yamkachir, the Shomer, the Yazamare, the Marasamara, Maramai, Hoy, the Aboim saw, the Marukat, the Nisli Sehe, Achi Yazumare, and the Maramai. Now we discuss that Mishnah, that part of the Mishnah. In other words, this Mishnah is mentioned as a kasha against the Raiva Chiti. Because the Raiva Chiti is that the Gore, Dakhti Alef, in the Vomis. Of the member of my region, Lushan or Adruba, Abu Nurub of the Apostle, has reference to my Jew. So, what does it mean, according to the Ayurved, that even though the Allah is a Dimitri of Nemsov, so if you don't mind shooting the Dimitri himself, so it affects Ashoke, but there is a special Allah, that if in the end, so the major portion of the water is constituted by here to force, even though. The show was poker, so then it's chesed here. So the question is, why does the Mishnah say Mimale Bikate Benesim Oisechei Achiyazo Mare Marenu Mara Mayim? And many most Rishonim assume that Mimale Bikate means without limit, even thousands of. So if we have, I'm sorry. Now, I absentmindedly I discussed this Mishnah, I'm sorry. I discussed this din of the Mishnah in Perek Vov Mishnah Ches. Hoye be'elin avoyim so, v'tachten in klum. Mimalu b'katev nesin elin achiyu v'tachten avoyim so. It has nothing to do with this Mishnah. It's in my memory. I thought of the Mishnah in Perek Vov, Mishnah Ches. So this Mishnah, you see, this Mishnah is mentioned as a kasha against the Raiva. I mean, it has nothing to do with this Mishnah. Because I was discussing because the Shittas HaRaiva before of Nosan Sov and Notel Sov, so the Mele, the older Rishonim has the Kasha against the Raiva from the Mishnah in Perek Vov Mishnah Ches, where you bend in Aboim Sov with Tachten in Klum, Mimalu Bikate in Israel, actually, you will Tachten Aboim Sov. So the question is, according to the Raiva, and they assume, where you bend in Aboim Sov with Tachten in Klum, Mimalu Bikate in Israel, you can even don't pay thousands of. So in the end, the major portion of the water will consist of heretofore fine shaving. So the Raivet says, in explaining that Mishnah, the Raivet says that it means if there is a boim saw, so Mimala Bikate only a boim saw, but not more. Because if it will be Mimala Bikate more than a boim saw, so then the rob of the water at the end in each mikveh will be of it will be constituted by here to form my insurance. So that's Now, it has nothing to do with this Mishnah, but for a moment. So, because the expression Mimalu Bikatev is mentioned here, it's mentioned here. So, for a moment, absentmindedly, I thought of the Mishnah in Perikvot Mishnah Ches. It's Mishnah Ches. So that seems to contradict the Shita of the Ha'ilet. So the Ha'ilet says, Mimalu Bikatev only for the soul, not more. But as far as this Mishnah of Mimalu Bikatev, so there's no kashe against the Ha'ilet. But this Mishnah says, so Hoy be Avoyim Sol. So suppose there was Avoyim Sol and the mana changed, so he doesn't have to manipulate until it rains. When does the Mishnah say that in the mana of the mikra changed? So then he has to manipulate until it starts raining, and it should fill up, and then revert to the original mare only if it didn't have them so. But if it had them so, all it can do is just to fill up kettles with water and dump them, so that it will revert to the original mare. Alright. So, Mimali Bikate, Yamtach Yavishamim, Mimali is Bikate, Yevshan, Bechosaraskin, and Shulips, and Yimulugin, Mimali Bikate, and Mikashon, and Shulip, basically, Israel. Not with the Yai, who may yell, and she makes us smile. Even the Maramai, Mabu, so are easily to be. So, if Yayin and Meyel fell into the mikveh and changed the mare, so if there is no mare Mayim, so, in other words, there's the Aloha of Shinamara, then it passes. Even mare Mayim, Abayim So, even mikveh Abayim So, change the mare Mayim, even with the mikveh, who remains such in the mare Mayim, we don't also feel it. In other words, so the additional point that is mentioned in this Mishnah is, suppose Mayim, Yayin falls into the mikveh, but in a certain portion of water in the mikveh, there is a shinomar. But in the other portion of the mikveh, there is no shinomar. So what is the aloche? So the aloche is, if there is a portion of rimsop that has the natural color of water, so it doesn't matter that the rest of the water so has a shinomar, as long as there is meant so with the natural color, so it's all right. Shloim shalu gimayim lof b'zehem kotef yai v'areim kimar ayai v'nofu imit v'loi pasmu shloim shalu gimayim chosa kotef v'nofu b'zehem kotef cholov v'areim kimar amayim v'nofu imit v'loi pasmu v'bi chemenu v'imei hakelei l'ichachar amare. Now, this Mishnah in order to understand well, you have to go over the certain Gemara in Makis. In this Mishnah, one Gersa, I mean the Gemara itself mentions two versions in this Mishnah. This Mishnah says Shloi Shalugim. How does it appear in our text? Shloi Shalugim Mayim Vinofa Uisechon Kote Yayim Val Marein Kimara Yayim Vinofu Mitu Beslo. It doesn't say Shloi Shalugim Mayim Chosa Kote Vinofa Uisechon Kote Yayim Val Marein Kimara Yayim. But it says Shloim Shalugim Mayim. That means the Shloim Shalugim Mayim that it already had Shloim Shalugim Mayim, and then an additional quarter of Yayim was mixed with it. So, but the other Gersa, the other version in the Mishnah was Shloim Shalugim Mayim. Shloim Shalugim Mayim Chosa Kotev V'nosam Nofa Liseichon Kotev Yayim V'aremareyem Kimara Yayim V'nofu Miku Eslo. So first let's understand the Mishnah according to the way it appears here in our text. not shloisha l'idimayim chazakotim, but shloisha l'idimayim. V'nofa l'iseichon kot yayim, v'arimareim kimara ayayim, v'nofu l'mikna l'ipasol. In other words, you had full shloisha l'idim. So these full shloisha l'idim were at the outset capable of passing in the mikna. But then what happened? A quarter of yayim was mixed with the shloisha l'idimayim. So v'arimareim kimara ayayim, v'arimareim kimara ayayim, v'nofu l'mikna. So it's loy paslu. It's loy paslu. So then it means that according to this girls in the Mishnah, even though the mikveh, even though the mikveh, I'm sorry, even though the mayim had already shloi shalukim had the required shield to pass on, but then the kutef of yayim was mixed with that, and then the mayim changed, so the mafui mikveh loy paslu. That according to Tanekame, so if the Shloi Shalugim Mayim that have the proper shield, so do not have the Mare of Mayim, but they have the Mare of Yayim, so then he doesn't pass the mikveh. Shloi Shalugim Mayim Chosakot. Suppose that you had a little less than Shloi Shalugim Mayim. There was a little less. We know Fali Seichon Kotev Cholo Vari Mareyen Kimare Amayim. So if you had a little less than Shloisha L'Dimayim, and then a Kotev of Cholo, and a Kotev of Cholo was fell into it, and then we know from Mikveh Lo Paslo. Why? So in the Reishe, so there is a Reishe, they say, in the case of the Reishe, it's loy paslu, even though it has the proper shiur of Gimologi. The shiur is not like it. But the proper mara, the mara of Mayim is like it. So that's loy paslu. And in the same of the Mishneh, Shloi Shalugim Mayim Chosakot. So the shiur is like it. And the mara is not like it. Because we know from the Sechem Kotev Cholov, Va'amarein Kimara Mayim. So the shiur is like it. So again, it doesn't pass. So according to this Gersay, the Rabbanon of Rabbi Yechon ben Nuri hold that in order that Gimulugi Mayim should pass in the mikveh, there are two requirements, two prerequisites. Number one, a shiur, a quantity of Gimulugi, not the mashulahs, and the marah. If you have the quantity of Gimulugi Mayim, but the Mara is not the Mara of Mayim, the Mara is a Mara of Yayim, it doesn't pass. If the Mara is a Mara of Mayim, but you look in Mayim is Choser, it doesn't pass away. In other words, there are two prerequisites according to Rabbanon Rabbi Yechon ben Nuri, according to his Gersay. Well, number one, that it should have the Shia of Gimulugi, not the Masholes, and number two, that it should have the Mara of Mayim. So in the Reishe, it doesn't pass away. Even though it has the shiur of the Gimulugi, but it doesn't have the mara of Mayim, in the same it doesn't pass it, even though it has the mara of Mayim, but it doesn't have the shiur of the Gimulugi. That's Rabbi. Rabbi Yechon Nurei Meir, Hakel Heilich, Achar Amar. So according to Rabbi Yechon Nurei, he holds that the only criterion is mara. So the Meir, in the same thing, so in the Reishe, so Rabbi Yechon ben Nuri is only chelik. Rabbi Yechon ben Nuri is only chelik on the same, not on the Reishe, because Rabbi Yechon ben Nuri would agree with the Reishe. Shloi shalukim mayim, you know, from the Sechon, the shiur of Gimulugi it tells, but it doesn't tell the mara of mayim, it tells the mara of yayim. So Rabbi Yechon ben Nuri would agree with the Tanekame in the din of the Reish, but he would be chelik on the Tanekame in the din of the Sefer. That's according to the Gersay, the way it's mentioned here. Shloi shalukim mayim of the Sechem Kotev Yayim, v'amarei kimara yayim. But according to the other Gersay that we are Gers, Shloi shalukim mayim chosakotev, v'no falisei chom kotev yayim, Vari mare and kimare ayayi, kimare ayayi. So then it means that vinokni mikroloi paslu. Why we paslu? Because it simply does not have the shio. It does not have the shio of kimologi. So the only important thing. The only thing that is important is that it should have according to the Kame, according to Rabbonon. So it has to have a quantity minimum of Gimelu Gemara. Mara is not important. Mara is not important. So the Meir, why does the Mishnah say Shloim Shalukim Mayim Chosakote V'Nofu Nesichon Kote V'Yayim Bar Marei Kimara Ayayim V'Nofu Nipolei Pasu? Since originally there was only a little less than Gimelu Gemara. So the shiur is like that. So even if it's not on the Sechon Kote B'Yayim, V'Aremare and Kimare Amayim, it's still a Pasu. Because a little bit is supplied, is constituted by Yayim. So Rashi Maki says in Hanan, according to the Gilth, Shloim Shalukim Chosa Kote B'Yayim, V'Yof on the Sechon Kote B'Yayim, Barimarein kimara ayayin nafu nivu nivu. You have davke barimarein kimara ayayin. Even if it will be barimarein kimara ayayin, it will still be loy paslu. Because the shiur is like, according to Rabbonon. So why does the Mishnah say barimarein kimara ayayin? Because that's the derech. When you mingle, when you dump wine into water, so it quickly changes the mare into a mare of wine. But even if the mare will be a mare of water, it will still be a loy paslu, because the shiur is like it. Then shloim shalu b'mayim chosakote v'yof al isei chonkote v'cholo v'ari mare en kimare amayim. So he had another pasuk. So he definitely deals in a case where he doesn't have the shiur of mayim, and then v'yof al isei chonkote v'cholo v'ari mare en kimare amayim. Why is loy paslu? Because he does not have the shield. Then Rabbi Yechon Menuhin in there, Hakeleh Haramare. So according to that Gerse, according to the previous Gerse, Rabbi Yechon Menuhin was on the chelik and the safe, according to this Gerse, Rabbi Yechon Menuhin is chelik and the reishe and the safe. Because according to this Gerse, so the Rabbonon of Rabbi Yechon Menuhin hold the only criterion is the shio, and mara doesn't matter one way or the other. And in Chaname, in the case of the reishe, even if the mara would remain like the mara of mayim, it still would be like a slur. So according to the Rabbonon of Rabbi Yechon Menuhin, the important thing is the shiur, and mara doesn't matter at all either way. And according to Rabbi Yechon Menuhin, so the mara matters, and that's the only thing that matters. And so then Rabbi Yechon Menuhin is chelik and the reishe and the seif and the tanakam. Now, how does the Rav say? How the Rav says? V'nofli mikvali paslu hoyu ve'nirin kiyayi. So that is in accordance with the Gerse of Shleisho Ludi Mayim Vinofli Sechon Kotev Yayim, the way it appears in our text, not in accordance with the Gerse Shleisho Ludi Mayim Chosakotev Vinofli Sechon Kotev Yayim. Now in Gemara Makkos, so there is a machlekes between Rove and Rapope. Rove says, Rove is Keres in the Mishneh Shleisho Ludi Mayim Dabdalet Omedal, so you should be mine Chosakote and not with a court of Yahin, Varamarin Kimarayan of the middle of the school. Because the Rabbonon of Rabbi Yechon Menuhin hold that the important thing is the Shia, and the Mara doesn't matter. So in the Hanan in the Reishe, even if the Mara would be Kimara Amayim, it still would be with the school, because the Shia of the Menuhin is right. So it's a genius. A contra popper, a popper is a soccer. Whether the right verse in the Mishnah is, Shoshaludi Mayim, Chosakotev, not Nesechon Kotev. So then the chapter is doing the Mishnah the way Rob explains it, or the Gerse in the Mishnah is not Shoshaludi Mayim Chosakotin, what we say, Kotev Yan, Marimarik, Marian, what we do this law. But the, what we are like, Yersi, Shrey, Shrey, the mind, the way it appears here in our text. You know, what we say, Kotev Yan, Marimarik, Marian. Now, the, so in other words, Robbe has a pshites, that the right Yersi, Shrey, Shrey, the mind, Chosakotin, you know, what we say, Kotev Yan, Marimarik, Marian. And Rapope has a subject. So the Rav's pshat is in accordance with one side, one alternative in Rav Pope Sabai. Now I just want to go over the Gemara in Marcus. Rav Gimel on the base, the last line, not the last line, fourth line from the end of the Roman. The Omer Rav Yudom Arab, Shrei Shalu Bimayim Shlafu Sechon Kotev Shoyayim, Umarei Kimarei Yayim, Inafu Mutlaru Pesnu. So Rav says so explicitly, Masker Rabbanim Chidman, Mezel Mitzela, Ita Rabbi Yisaini, 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 Rabbi So, how can Rav say, Shlusha Mimu Yimayim, Shlusha Mimu Yimayim, Shlusha Mimu Yimayim, Umarein Kimare Yayim, even though it has the shield, the required shield of Mimu Yimayim, but on account of the fact that the Mare is the Mare of Yayim, so it doesn't pass up the mikveh on the basis of Gimel Ugin Mayim Shevin, when Reb Chiya says the reverse, who reads a mikveh, that Shlosh Ugin Mayim should often say, Kutu Shol Yayim, Marein Ki Marei Yayim, Unof Unukveh, so it's poslo, not loy poslo, so it's ita, Omar Oga loy kashi, Oga Bich Menuri Oga Bo. So Rabbi says that Rab's Din is in accordance with Rabbi Yich Menuri, that the Marei is important, but according to the Rabbono, the important thing is the shield, not the man. Hold up, if you know about it, now she will be my house a quote. She knows who is her own quote of Yaimar, and she by Yaina from the Lubes War. The Hilly Gimel will be my house a quote, she knows who is her own quote of Holo, Marin Gimarabino from the Lubes War. Rabbi Hemenuli, I can have a man. Homie boy, boy, we have pocket, the boy have pocket, wrapped on a house a quote generation. I will show you some little time to come and pass it. We also have a big member of the Kodil Haramare. We have a big member of the Muri. Or if you will have a ton of Hosea Kotev Reishi. We have a big member of the Muri, keep on it, as they will keep on it. We have a big member of the Kodil Haramare. So, okay, we will have a big member of the Kodil Haramare. Now, so the Pshat of the Rav, he says, Hoi will be Miri Kiyayim. So it's mashma that the Rav is not getting this Lishnu Gimayim Hosea Kotev. Because if we are getting the way Rabbi says, Shlushu Gimayim Chosakotem Nehozer Kuduyayim, so then it's not because of the Marei Gimarayayim, but it's because the Shir of Gimel Ugin is Chosak. And in Echnami, even if the Marei would be like Mara Amayim, it still would be like Paslo. But the Derech is, as Rashi explains. So what? So the Rav explained the Mishnah in accordance with the one alternative, Rav Kofi Zabayi. So Rav Kofi Zabayi is, Rav Kofi Zabayi. So even Rav Kofi is made that passage, the right deal saying is, Shlesh Lugu Mayim Chosa Kote Mishnu Zichel Kote Piyai. And the Rav has a Pshites, so he should pass for like Rav, not like one alternative in Rav Kofi. How is it that he passes like Rav Kofi? That he passed the people. So that's how you ask. Now, cautionary, don't knock it about that, but you know, 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 Rabbi Yehuda Pomo Yichad HaSeipe Vim Tiramai Kosev Arash V'Arab Upshite V'Tanakam Etali Gam Kim Chazuse Kim Yurach Popo Misabke Urob Upshite Habu Umi Kakirob Ehal Gezgah. Alright. Now, the Rav, the Opinof, we need to look at Slur. Hoi, we need to get Yai, 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 we need to Mikol mokin kimshi ishkan, shlesho lukin shinem kemayim, chashvinu iti lukule mayim o peisnim, vinalohet rabbi chmenuri, Mishnevo, mikve shiyeish lo yabro imso, mechudonetz, yo vishnai mitofu ze achaze, hori shim toyo va shim tome, reb yudeim heir, imo yorani opshon rishim, meiviz bimayim, ava shim mitoy, because reb yudeo holds, the aloche of gudachis, and tarechame reject the aloche of gudachis, but, Tesis in Gittin Daf Design, it's very important that you go over the whole Tesis in Gittin Daf Design. But then it says, in Gittin Daf Chosayin, as the Kasha, from the Price in Chagigah, Sholish Gimriyas, Hol Yeino Van Zoyis Vatachteino, Hol Yeino Vatachteino, Ho, the Zoyis men, the Chavish of Shamir Vares Benayel. So there's Machlek between Rab Meir and Rab Yude, as to whether the one who is stable, the Yeino, or the Trinity would feel it. But how can maybe that the one who stays in Tachteino is a good tefillah, even Rabbi Yude. And according to Tzvi's, even though the Rabbonim accept the Achelik and Rabbi Yude, so it's for different reasons. Not because the Rabbonim reject even the principle of good Achis, but because it's Eichon, because the Chavos of Shalom is Eichon, so it cannot affect you. But if you didn't have the problem of Zeichon in here, so then the Rabbonim would agree with Rabbi Yude. So we see that Hatafres is a chiddush. So what does Rabbi Tam say? Rabbi Tam says that when we say Hatafres is not a chiddush, only if you have two mikveis chaseres. In other words, Hatafres is mufti of the Aloch Elvira. But in the Braise, in Chagigah Daf Tov Aleph, so there you have one mikveis shleimo, and then two mikveis chaseres. So then we don't have to resort to the concept of Iru, just Chibur. So Katafres is Mufke of Iru. Katafres is not Mufke of Chibur. Not Mufke of Chibur. So now in this case, that's according to Rabbon. Mashiach Rabbi Yude. Now here, Yom Shnayim Tovu Zachaze. The Mikveh meant something to Tzavitz. Then, after Ruvay came out, so there was a little less in them, so, because, let's say, thousands of drops of water were on the roof of Ruvay. So the Mele, the Mikra was a Mikra Hasero. And the thousands of drops that were on the roof of Ruvay, so it's like two Mikra's Haseres. So, according to the Rabbonim of Rabbi Yude, we don't say Gudachis, because Katafres is only a Chibur when one Mikra is a Mikra Shleimah. Where we have to resort only to Chibur, not to you. Mashiach came with no Mikri Shleimo, so then we have to resort to the principle of Iru. So, according to Rabbonim of Rabbi Yude, Katafres is Mufke of Iru. But Rabbi Yude holds that we say Gudachis, and Katafres is a Chibur, and not only Chibur, that there can be Iru too. You see? So, in other words, according to Deitzi Shittim, according to Ramatam Shittim, So everybody agrees that where one mikveh is a mikveh shleimo, so we only have to resort to the principle of chibur. So katafres is chibur. Katafres is not mufke chibur. But suppose there is no mikveh shleimo. There are two mikveis chaseres, or in this case, a mikveh of avoyin so minus a mashu, and if 10,000 drops of water together they constitute memso. So it's like two mikveis chaseres. So in that case, the Rabbonon say that Katafres is no chibur. We do not say Gudachis. And Rabbi Yude says we say Gudachis even in that case. So Rabbi Yude in the Rimo Yerad and Shalish, he did my Rashi Toya. He do be a sadus velo. Suppose he had a garment. And he was mad with the garment. Velo. So naturally the garment absorbed a lot of water. And since the mikveh had avoyin tzomitz and tzomitz, so the moment the garment absorbed, let's say, 1,000 drops, so the mikveh is left a little less than memsah. It's not memsah. It's a much less than memsah. So below, so let's say the mikveh originally had memsah. Now I will stay there with this garment. So then I am out. So if I have it, so the mikveh is minus the mashu. So as long as the end of the garment is still immersed in the mikveh, even though the other end, he holds in his hands, so then there is chibur between the drops of water, between the 1,000 drops of water that are absorbed in this garment, and the water in the mikveh, there is chibur. So there is a connection, so there can all be mitzvah. And together with the drops absorbed in the garment, three of them saw. So there is a kosher mikveh. But there will be mitzvah, and he gave a mind to you. But suppose he picked it up completely. So there is no chibur. So we have a mikra less than them. So maybe the mikra is not chair anymore. You cannot be table in the mikra. Right? Hakal v'aches shaleiya. Kif shibias v'seim in amayim amayim shemisichem shuvim. Kisat yaseh. Not below. Always in our shul. In other words, whenever you take a kill, let's say kav v'cheses is also a kill. So let's say you take a kill in ordinary part, and the tich is this way. So, if you are tabled the keilah in the mikveh, and the mikveh had aboyim sof, the mikveh had aboyim sof. So you are tabled, the tefillah is a good tefillah. But then, suppose when you pick it up, you pick it up like this, with the teich that is kibbled this way. So the moment you pick it up, it has some water in the mikveh. So what remains in the mikveh is less than himself. So it's possible. But you don't want to diminish the water, and so you cannot just pull it out from the mikveh that way and then you'll turn it over, because the moment you pull it out that way, so let's say there is gimelugim in the keel, so it comes show, then you pour it back and the mikveh already has a little less than himself, so you pour it back, so the gimelugim would pass over all the water in the mikveh. So in other words, if you are in the mikveh, you have to take it out inverted. So the male, since it's inverted, so all the water does not, the water does not become shown. And then everything drips out, and you still have them so left in the liquid. So, okay, the yasem adilum, umalism there, shuleyem. Alright, mahtera. Vashemi tome, vadechotche shiramik, vitzoshim, vishna, vashemi tome, amun, vidachis, vavikru amayim. Suppose he stayed there in Mito. In Mito, he became Tome. And he stayed with the Mito. Now, there is a substantial quantity of mud in the Mikve. In the Mikve. Now, so the question is, when you are taking the Mito, so the legs of the Mito are stuck in the mud. And maybe it's not a good tefillah, because in order that a good tefillah should be able, should overtake the mito, so every portion of the mito and every portion of the leg of the mito has to be immersed in water. But a substantial portion of the leg of the mito was completely submerged in mud, not in water. But the mitzvah is that when you are taking the mikvah, even though there is in the mikveh, even though there is mud, so the mayim that is above the mud is magni. There is an immersion of the leg in the water before it becomes submerged in the thick mud. Aber ich sage euch, ich gebe dir doch eine Theorie, ich habe eine Kabni, mit was ich mir noch nicht gut habe. Gut habe means, in other words, if it's very flat, and so the height is very small, so it's impossible for a person or even a big kele to be immersed in that water. Let's say, suppose it's very, very wide. The mikra is very wide, but just a little bit of water. So of course, because of the considerable width and length of the mikra, so there is more than so in the mikra. But the height is, let's say, is 2 inches. So how could a person immerse himself, or even a big kele, be immersed in a mikveh, even if it has 1,000 saw, but if the height is 2 inches, it's physically impossible for a person to be immersed in that kind of a height of a mikveh. So what does he have to do? He has to pile up the water. How does he manipulate a piling up of water? So mikveh mikveh shemim of nevododim kevei shafiruchu leitzim afiruchu kamim. He takes a number of logs of wood and he places them. So melee, the level of water is raised in one particular spot, and in that spot he can immerse himself. In order to inflate the water in one particular spot, so he'll be able to be taken. Suppose you have water in a cave, and there are a few steps and the cave. So naturally, in the depth of the cave, you have a lot of water with a great height, but on the steps, you have just a little bit of water. So suppose he doesn't want to go down. He will stain his clothes, his garments, or his shoes if he goes down into the cave and down the steps. So he wants to be taking the machat and the step. Now let's say, if this is... the cave, and here there is a step. He doesn't want to go down into the cave. And he wants to be taking the machat and the step, but there is no water. So he takes, he waves, he pushes water. So that some water go up on the step, and then there is enough water on the step, and he immerses the macha. Now the question. So why did he go up on the step? Because with his hands he pushed it. So in other words, it was Zeichel at the time of the immersion of the Machat in the water on the step. So the water was moving, was in a state of motion, of mobility, of turbulence. It wasn't standing still. So Mikveh is not entirely Zeichel. We're not dealing here, even though it says but it doesn't mean that we are dealing with the yam. We are dealing with normal mikveh. And still we use the term gal because scientifically, even water in the chamber has waves. You see? Scientifically it's the same principle. But it's mikveh, it's not mayon. So it's not the tayyab is echli. So the report says that in view of the fact that the second later, the same water will go down again, so it's not Zeichel. In other words, if water is Zeichel, it moves, and then it recedes back, and it goes back, so it's not Zeichel. So this is how the Rebosh explains this mission. As a matter of fact, look in the Mishnah Chayim. Shomer Agal Tero, Shomer Agal Tero, which goes to the Rosh,
Keep the
וכאילו שלא כאן משייץ והכונים צופן אופני המים וצופנו ושעלי ובאבון כשהם יכניסו תחס המים הוא יאמר לחומי ומבעי ומנעני המים ביודות כי משווה הגל שמים על המלא שעומית לשמחת מנבא וצופו מהגל על המחת תאירו וכי שהמחת דקו הוא קטנו ביורית בין תיקום המים דרך להביא לו ג'ן Now, as I mentioned last time, before the qualification, we have to finish the quotas. We have to finish the quotas. Now, so, as a matter of fact, I would like to be there because I cannot say. Tuesday night at 7 o'clock, I'll be giving the publishers the outside of the Rabbi Yisokutas of Kisa. So I would like to finish the quiz before the altar. So Thursday there will be Shia and quiz, so we'll start the tour in Sinan Rejao. So before the congregation will start the tour in the Shulchan Aruch. But I would like to finish the quiz and to finish the quiz on Tuesday. Now. Just the Adrashim. There's still time, huh? Drash. Mishnah, Veshi. Eilu Ma'ilu Lepesu. ויידו פורם פור שטייצה ולעבור כמיים ופייס ושמודים ומיים ומקווה חוזה קורטה ונופסיר קורטה בורד עם השלום לישראל פורם סולח שלו יפיו תאי ודיסט תאי ודיסט ויקו ישר לכם שקוראי ומקווה אמרו מיילו ולעיל הרי למיילו ומדרב יודי שמולי ותדמור בערי בו ועצו נראה יותר פירשתי כאן לראות לעכשיו מות liquid mud next is my micro next is my because the shit and to my which is the more the face when you show the shoe the saw she is scabbing the car are bombing now let's see the rush ye shmau ni shmau ma shim ni shmau boy so the ein paisley ein shim 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 for you what that that can you we be my man kosh Kids are going to be able to do it. Now let's see how the Shulchan Aruch passes. We got the shalot. Reshaw Simenu Sivan. Sivan. A Yeshiva Pisela Sela Bimai. Avla Shelek Vaporod Vakfeya Vamelech Vatit Shot Ktsas Afuyej Birako Shirechem Mavike Mikuy Alkui A Yeshiva Pisela Sela. Because the Psalm show does not apply to something that is in a semi-solid state. The psul of show. I mean, according to all these rishonim, we say that the psul of show doesn't apply to shalom. According to Aroya, so the psul of show also applies to shalom. But according to the rishonim, we say that the psul of show doesn't apply to shalom. Why not? Why not? If it has a din of mayim and it can be eile, retvile, so why should it show pass it? The answer is because it is an essential state. So show is shayach only when it's fully liquid. But if it is not fully liquid, it's not shayach l'shem show. In Shira Pisao Yisrael Mayim, Allah Shoy Vahor, Vahir, 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 even though it's somewhat liquid, but it's semi-solid, semi-liquid, so the Psu of Shoh doesn't apply. In Shira Pisao Yisrael, Shim Shoh Ad Neilu Mimik Vahachos Amu Yipasru, Vahir, So the Chabad passes. He passes like the Rosh and like Rabbeinu Shmaya that Shelek is kosher for Tfilah even before even before he felt it. We were able to also call a mikve and shall get fair or yod, she be the who was a mikve kosher. That's the psalm. Uchshem Shire, Shir, a mikve and shall it, you may have in other words, but one thing, even the Rishayim, who say that the challenge is kosher with tefillah even in state of challenge, we don't have to know that. But in order to determine whether it has mem saw, so it will be deceiving ourselves if we'll determine the value of the challenge by the total volume of the challenge. Because in every challenge, if you have the lump of challenge, the pile of challenge, so if you just pierce through the challenge, you'll see there are so many vacant void spaces. So how can you retire the void spaces into the shield of Mansoor? So in other words, even the Rishayim who say that challenge is kosher material, but it has to have enough challenge after it is numach. But suppose it has Mansoor before it is numach. So part of the Mansoor is mitzuret in the void spaces. The void spaces, that's certainly not mine. That's certainly not mine, that's whole. So this is what Ramos said. Uchshari, the more the heights. Like, Mishosim Shimarai, the Rosh, Chikos Varam. Uchshari, Mishai, Shiramik, and Mishai, Yimai, Chlori, Tchilo. So first he has to get rid of the whole. So to be sure that there is mem saw in the shalom itself, not together with the chol inside the shalom. V'yos mutalimu meikveishu, Mordechai, say prayer by Matei Shem Rabbi Yishmael. That's what Rambam says. And then he says, V'yesh machmiri lidle v'cholele ad shimimuchu v'nasumai. So, shimimuchu v'nasumai. Shom bimon chay shim arav rav simche v'arav rav avron mibim v'arav reza mibim. So v'tein v'hachnu l'chatkir. So the Rav Demchad past is completely like Rav Nishmael Yen Rosh. And he's not in the chay shish l'chatkir for the shite of Rav Simche or Rav reza mibim, Rav avron mibim. So, but the Ramo says v'tein v'hachnu l'chatkir, but only l'chatkir. The Ebed, the Ramo also past is in this matter. However, the Shach is chilek and the Mechaber and the Ramot, and he says that in Eved, you cannot be taken in Shalik in a state of snow. You cannot be taken in Shalik in a state of snow. Why? Because there's so many Rishayim are chilek, and then the Shach says that where is the Mesiyose mentioned so many Rishayim who hold, who agree with the Shita of Rav Nishmaye, so he thinks that many Rishayim, I do not agree with Rav Nishmaye, that they agree with the Shita of Rav Nisimche and Rav Nibim. So he definitely passes tefillah in snow, in there, but the Shach is in Machmir. So one thing the Shach is sure, that to be taken in snow before it is melted, that certainly not, even though the Mechaba is Mata Lechatchile and the Ramo only asks Lechatchile, but the Eved is Mati, the Eved is Mati, but the Shach passes it, the Eved, beyond any Shire, but he is even Lechishish, he even passes that we have to be Lechishish for the Shite of the Baramoya, and according to the Shach, the other Lechishim will agree the Baramoya. What about Moya Shite? That the Psu of Shom both are twice the Shalom. And when Rabbi Shmuel passed in the Anshe Mikve that they can make a Mikve out of Shalom, he meant they should fill up their hands with snow and then dump it away from the Mikve, and then to Amshochel it will grind in the Mikve. So then we don't have to resort to the Aloch of Amshochel, because Amshochel in fasting is not effective in Kulei of the Bume, only Mutei, because inasmuch as it wasn't dumped in any Kelim, so it never became Shov Machmasli. What's the other Shov? Shov Machmas Nimu Bikatev means only when you dump it directly with your diamond in Mikveh, but if you dump it on the ground away from the Mikveh, So then he doesn't devour the psul of show machmas muri kate. So then it's kosher. But if it's mami show, even in the state of snow, according to Malam Moyea, so it is possible. So because of the shach, so we are mach. Because of the shach, we are mach. Now, for Chaylezer, we discuss it when we learn Shekhlo, Chaylezer, that we have to spend all the time now. Reb Chaylezer, years ago, was Matia, a mikveh that is made out of artificial ice. That is made out of artificial ice. So then, if that kind of mikveh is muter, so then it's very easy to construct the mikveh now. But then, so many mikvahs on the basis of the psak of Reb Chaylezer, so war made out of artificial ice. But then again, so the Hungarian Rabbonim, so they pass it at mikveh because it doesn't conform to all the shittes. According to one washing the smart, it doesn't conform. So anyway, I don't think that today there is any mikveh in America, I mean, that is made from artificial ice. Now, we might say we don't make tefillah. No one will pass me today that tefillah can take place in snow. However, everybody is making gabikir. In view of the fact that the Mechaber passes that it's muta to be taken in snow, even Mechatrila, another one is muta to be taken in snow. And the Ramo is only Machmel Mechatrila, not the other. So, true, we follow up the sack of the Shach. The Shach passes at the Eved, but only Gabioto. The Gabikir, no one is Machmel, the Gabikir. I mean, it's that universal practice. Let's say in the winter time, when there is a lot of snow in the street, so you don't have to go to the mikveh to be tefillin. You just go outside and you immerse a tefillin that requires tefillin in the snow, and that's enough. I mean, no one is crazy.
You don't need a dush of Arba'im
Yisrael. What is it?
You don't need a dush of Arba'im Yisrael.
No, I don't. Of course, you need a dush of Arba'im Yisrael. But when there's a lot of snow, so you have more can them saw underground. If the snow in the winter time had been always less than them saw, then Belendek would still be mayor of Chicago, not Jim Burns. All right. We'll leave it here. Now, for Thursday, so first we have to go over the Rashi and the Rosh and the whole Perek. It won't take a long time. And then we'll go over the whole Perek. The whole Perek of Perek Ches. Now, I don't ask you to go over the Rashi and Perek Ches, except the last Mishnah in Perek Ches. That you have to go over the Rash and the Rosh and the Rambam, because up till Mishneh Hay, the first four Mishnehs in Perek Ches deal with other yonim, and it's not so relevant to Mikvahs. They deal with other yonim, but we'll just go over the Rav and the first four Mishnehs in Perek Ches. However, Mishneh Hay is a very basic Mishneh in the Indian of Chatzitza. Alright, so for Thursday, we should, remember, reach Perek Ches of Mikvahs.
December 12th, 1981, Yom Zayin Kislev, Hashem Tov.
Now, we learned, we finished the seventh page. We finished the last time with the Rav Davinov. Now, the Rash, so we left off the initial days. Thank you. Alright. Me question me shlokes. Ewe pesin o mal. Hamayim, beit meim beit her. Ume crushing on the shlokes, in other words, the water in which you sow vegetables. That's me crushing. And the shlokes means the water in which you boil something. So it has a din of mayim. As a din of mayim. The atemet. Chatzanim, bizagim, ushmorim, shenosin alemayim. Let's say you have the sediment of the wine and you put water. You pour water upon the sediment. So it takes some time until it ferments. So it depends. Achamehachrit, so it has a new mind. Before it ferments, so it has a new mind. After it ferments, it has a new yait. Alright. Mikoshimon mishlokis. Shemir vishumapeh vishlokis. Or initially, that means boil. Behold, it comes as from a visit per kiyo. Mikrosh in the shlokish of Trumo, Asur in his own. In other words, suppose you boil it, you cook it, let's say, Perish of Trumo, in water. So the water absorbs the time of the Trumo, of the Perish of Trumo, or the vegetables of Trumo. So the male in Zah, who is not allowed to eat Trumo, is not allowed even to taste, even to drink the water in which the truma was cooked, or in which the truma was soaked. So the Yerushalmi poichalo must listen. So the Yerushalmi in the 10th peg in Trumas as the kashe, the apparent inconsistency between the din in this Mishnah in the design of Mikrois that says that the mayim in which pears are cooked, vegetables are sowed, so have a din of mayim. Now, a zav is certainly allowed to drink water. A zav is not allowed to eat truma. So the Yerushalmi asks, why does the Mishnah Perikin of Truma say that the water in which truma was cooked, the water in which truma was sowed, so Isaac is not allowed to eat it. In other words, we consider it as an echo, the truma. Even the water, if it's considered as an echo, how can it pass it? Give a looking of it, how can it pass it? I mean, so of course, if Yerushalmi tells the kashe, so we would say, it's no kashe at all. Because here, it's also because of Tam Ki Ikea. So call it mayim, call it whatever you want. But because of the law of Tam Kikya. And that is one of the terutz in the Yerushalmi. But the question is, it's strange. Why should there be two terutz in the Yerushalmi? I mean, it seems, as if a portion, that insofar as the Issa Lizoban is concerned, it doesn't make any difference whether it has a Halation Mayim or it has a Halation Teres. Because of the law of Tam Kikya, it has to be also. And that's the less Teres in the Yerushalmi. But anyway, the Yerushalmi is the kasha. Yerushalmi Kol Halom must listen to Och. Hoche Adov Et Leich. In the Mishnah, in Trumas Perek Yud, it's written to the Leich. The mind in which the Perish of Truma were cooked or soaked. The Hoche Adov Et Mashke. And here we consider it as a Mashke. So now that it's not, I mean, the Makshin didn't know that the business why it's also Lizarin is because of the Aloha of Tam Ki Ikea. So, but the Kasha of the Makshin is true. Because of the Aloha of Tam Ki Ikea. So what does Tam Ki Ikea mean? That the Tam of the Peres of Truma is considered like the essence of the Truma itself. So mainly, it should not have been a Makshin. That seems there is a lot of Tam Ki Ikea, the Makshin also knew. That is based upon Tam Ki Ikea. But the Kasha of the Yerushalmi was, of the Makshin was, since there is a lot of Tam Ki Ikea. And when one drinks the water, the Mishlokis, or the Mikvosh, so it's considered as if he ate the Perish of Truma itself, so the Melee, it should not have a being of mine. Since it has the Tam of the Necho, it should not have a din of mayim, and perhaps the Kasha of Yerushalmi is in view of the fact that Dim Lugi, my children, is only passes in the Rabbonon. I mean, that according to all the Shemim, not with the Haiseh. So Mumeira, since there is a lot of Tamkinja, and we assert Lizarik because of Tamkinja, that means that because of the fact that it has the time of the Perishal Truma, it's considered like Ichel, the Perishal Truma itself. So Mumeira, the Cholapoch has regarded the Rabbonon of Gimeluki Mai, Shulim Pasel, it should not be in a Mai. Because of the Aloha of Tamki. That's the Gemara's question. Porchal Masis Dohoche Atavudleich in the Mishneh in Perikid of Tumis. Vihoche in Perik Zayin of Mikroes Atavudleim Ashke Omar Avmone Kam Bekashi Kam Beraki Kam Beiche Kam Bemashi. Now, we see from the Yosunsi that the Rash did not explain this character of the Gemara of the Yerushalmi the same way as the Kineshe and the Kormedo in Yerushalmi. According to the Pshat by the Kormedo and the Kineshe in Yerushalmi, so it's two separate thoughts. In other words, the Yerushalmi gives three thoughts. And the third Teretz is the Teretz that anybody would say, I mean, the Yerushalmi didn't test the castle. In other words, there it's going time, and here it is not really time. But according to the Kormedo and the Kineshe, the Yerushalmi gives two separate thoughts. One Teretz is Kam Bikashi, Kam Biraki. In other words, when does the Yerushalmi say? Sometimes when you soak, let's say, vegetables, pears, in water, so it becomes saturated. It becomes saturated completely. That's, if it becomes saturated completely, in other words, there is a heavy concentration of the juice of the pears or of the vegetable in the water. In other words, a saturated solution. In other words, that's kasha. And kandiraki means not saturated, it's there is likely there is a time, but it's not very substantial, it doesn't involve a saturated solution. That's right. So in other words, Kam Bikasha, Kam Biraki. When do we say that Izar is not allowed? Izar is not allowed. Is not allowed to eat the Mishrokin. So the Mikroshin only when it's kosher. When it involves a saturated solution. When it's heavily, when it gives a very strong time, you know. So in other words, so according to that teretz, we have to say now in Tarubeh, so we saw, I mean, that there is a machlokes b'shem, whether a tam kolush is asos or not. There is a machlokes b'shem on that. There is a machlokes between Rashi and the Rebbe. A tam kolush. What do you mean tam kolush? So over there, tam kolush means, suppose you have it out of this, you have it out of this, but there is shishi in the heta megadisa. There is shishi in the heta megadisa. So, but let's say an akum, you tasted it, it failed an akum like this. I mean, a Jew is not allowed to taste it, but suppose an akum would fail it. He tasted it, or let's say for some reason there is a Jew in Chilash Yed Misakone, so he had to eat it anyway. So he tells us that he still feels the time. So according to Rashi, it's still awesome. In other words, if there is Shishi, so we are not Chilash Yed Misakone, there is a time, because it's unusual. But suppose someone tasted it, and he said that he feels the time he's there, so it's still awesome. And according to Tetzres, according to the Reed, so the Shishim, even though the Atom the Kvela says he feels the time he's there, but it's a time coach, so it's not awesome. So in other words, so and it's mistava, the tikkun comes to Rashi. Or I can hear. So there is a machlokes l'shem, and it was whether tam kolush is oseh on the basis of tam kiker or it's not oseh. So in other words, in order to explain the first benefit of the Yerushalmi, so we have to say kan bikash, kan birak. In other words, the Mishnah Trumo that says that the machlokes is oseh is a has reference to a heavy solution. It concentrates the solution. It saturates the solution. When it gives a tam gomo, so then we apply the aloche of tam kinik. Then we apply the aloche of tam kinik. So and then we apply the aloche of tam kinik. So, Mashenke, so it has a thing of parents. Mashenke, the Mishnah end. Suppose the Mishlokis, Gimlugi, Mishlokis of his saturated solution would fall to the Mikveh so that it wouldn't pass according to his diet. But the Mishnah, the design of Mikveh, says reference to Aki, an unsaturated solution. So in other words, there is a time, but the time is a time coach. If the time is a time coach, so we may lay the aloha of time teacher doesn't apply, the aloha of time teacher doesn't apply, so it doesn't know why, and this is the time. And what is the criterion whereby we determine whether it's a kashin or akin? So it's mistaber to say, in other words, if the rishishi, negate the Rishishi, so then it has a being. So it's Raki. If there is no Rishishi, so it's considered Kosher. Alright, that's one point. Then, can be Kashi, can be Raki. Can be Eicher, can be Mashi. So according to a Kol Meidor, according to a Rash, so it's the same Teretz. He just repeats it in different words. Kam Bikashi, in other words, is saturated solution. It's strong tam. Not the tam kolish. Kam Biraki means where it's only a tam kolish. Kam Beichel means kashi. No, according to the Rash, Kam Beichel means koshi. Kam Bimashki means Raki. In other words, that's how the Rash is. The commander to make she say no something else. It's a different text. Can be kashi, can be raki. Can be eichel, can be mashke. I mean, that's a very strange halacha. I mean, according to the commander that the nation is pshat. So he says, where does the Mishnah in Truma say that it's possible if he drinks the mishlokis or the mikroshim while the fruit, let's say, is in it? I think the fruit. So let's say the fruit. So if you drink the fruit while the fruit is in it, so then since the fruit is in it, so mele and the fruit and the soup has the time of the fruit, so mele it's considered like the fruit itself. But suppose you took out the fruit and you just drink the soup without it, so then it's not a salazar. It's very strange. I mean, why should it make a difference whether in the plate there is the apple in it or the apple is not in it? Whether the plum is in the soup or he took it out. I mean, why should it make a difference? But that's the way the Komedo and the Klimesh explain. So that's probably the reason why the Rash assume that it's not a separate terrace, because it's very difficult. I mean, so the Rash explained that it's one terrace, can be kashi, can be raki. And then, can be eichel, that means kashi, can be mashi, raki. It's the same thing. Alright. Then, Yerushalmi says, Omar Abisi Barbu, can be kashi, can be raki. Nasi, can be tumor. ונשא איתם במקווה. כלומר, כאשר שמסבה מים מחס הקדש והשלט, רק עם מים באו. אני מנהל איך מפורש. ועוד מקום הקם ואיכו, קם ממש גם בפירוש לקשת רק עם זה. זה סיידרת, זה just different words. ולגי סבר, בול משנה, יתרום את בול ובסמסתם, ואיזה באחיר, אבל שנוח לא נפים את זה לסמאי, נמיד לכם עם דקס. If the Yoshara didn't take the kashes, so what would say this is that? And, but the Bnei Sibarabun gives the kashes. And I'm sure that I mean that we pass in life of Bnei Sibarabun because no one of the Poskim mentions that there is a difference between kashes and rachim. Alright. But then the actual reaction is, we say to the kamer, the chum, now that you know, that before the tenet fermented, so then there's a din of mayim. After it fermented, there's a din of yayim. We say, "Tanei kamei chul nami tiyon noche." And in the Gemara, mayim masnis lo yudek lo rabbonon. Ditnam hamisam hidinos mayim nido mocho kede nido seri is poter yudek mechaye. Let's say somebody took shmorim sediment and then he poured water on the sediment and then he let it stand. And then, originally, so he poured, let's say, a chotzeluk of mine upon the sediment. Then, a day later, he measures it. He still finds that the volume, the quantity of the liquid is a chotzeluk. In other words, he didn't add. So he didn't tell him. So when you stand something was my what so can you say is water. We rebuild the Mechai. In other words, so according to the Rabbonon, the Shaila there is, let's say, he poured the chotziluk of water upon the sediment. And then he finds the next day, or 2 days later, he finds the same nido. It's still a chotziluk. Is it higher? Does it have a din of mayim, so really it doesn't have to take off tumas maisras from it? Or does it have a din of yayim? So really he has to take off, you don't have to take off tumas maisras from water, but from yayim you have to take off tumas maisras. So, the Tanakhama says, the Rabbonim say, umotzo kenimdo say is boda. It has a din of mayim, it doesn't have a din of yayim, so it's boda of maisras. The Rebbe says, no, even though it is the same needle, the same measure, it was originally a chotzeluk and now it's also a chotzeluk, but it has a din of yayin, he has to take a maisras from it. Man, so you know the kash. Here, in other words, this Mishnah that says, that Hatemet actually happens. So, it has a din of mayim, the other God, the hechmitz. So, according to the Rabbonon, the Mishnah should say in the quiz that even it fermented. According to Rabbonon, the criterion is not whether it fermented or it didn't ferment, but whether it was the same nido or there was an increase in the beer. So, why did the Mishnah say if it fermented? So then, it has a din. It has a din of yadi, of niperes, and it doesn't puzzle, not of mayim. No, according to Rabbonon, even if fermented, as long as it's the same nido. So it should have a din of mayim. So, if you are going to say that this Mishnah that says, Atemet, is actually hechmitz, puzzles, and lachashach is not, in a beautiful, after the loyach means it should pass. After the loyach means, so it should pass. Because according to the beautiful, so it has been of yayin immediately, even though it retains the same nido. Umshane so there are two terms in the Gemara. Two mandos. Umshane rab nachmen, vishayach means machlekes, umasmis in the beautiful. So the Rav Nachman says that the machleke between Rabbanan and Rabbi Yude in the case of what you can do with the first day. So Rabbi Yude is the chayev even though there was no increase in the quantity, in the middle. So when does Rabbi Yehuda consider it as yayin, even though there was no increase in the middle, only if it already fermented, if it was masked, and Rabbonon don't consider it as yayin, even if it fermented, as long as it retains the same middle. So Melech, the Mishnah is the distinguishes between Hechmitz and Goyachmitz, the Hechmitz, so then it doesn't pass it. Everything has given with the mind, because it has a bit of Yayin, so it calls with Rav Yehuda. But the Goyachmitz, prior to the fermentation, so even according to Rav Yehuda, it doesn't pass it. That's one time. Then the machloket between Rabbanon and Rabbi Yehuda has reference to the case where it did not ferment as yet. In other words, if it did ferment, so then everybody is made that it has a din of yayin. And the machloket between Rabbanon and Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbanon saying that it has a din of mayim. And Rabbi Yehuda says that there's a din of yayin has reference to the case where it didn't ferment as yet. So the Rabbanon says, since it didn't ferment as yet, so Melech, it has a din of mayim. And Rabbi Yehuda says, no, that even though it didn't ferment as yet, so it already has a din of yayin. So according to Rabbi Lezer's Oikite, this Mishnah in Kvois, the distinguishes between Hechmitz and Loyachmitz, according to the Sheet of the Rabbonon. Alright, we talk with Dandik. Shall we teach him as Kone, the Yerushalmi, with his hand in the Hosek? In other words, that if we have to consider it, whether the Yerushalmi Truma can be reconciled with Yerucho. So for that we have to go over the whole Yerushalmi, but it's not really our Indian. We're not going to do it. Okay. Pongim out. Shin Foresh. So what did he say? Pongim out. Abo Shoramash. ומפרס והציר והמוי יש והתמד משייך מיד פעמי מעלי ופעמי שאינו מעלי כיצה מי כשיש באבו עם סוף עשר אחס ונות וסיך יסום מהם ולא ילו לא ילו so הוי יבים הם so נוס נוסו ונות וסער יקושה so even though the Gemara, the Mishnah uses the expression פעמי מעלי ופעמי מעלי but exactly what it means is that it cannot be mashed. In other words, the babies cannot be mashed. So that's the case of Inomali. But Pomali, so it's a different case. In other words, we originally had Memso water. And then you dumped in a saw of oranges or cider. And then you took out the saw. So even though it has less than the heretofore mayim, but in view of the fact that you had men so at the time you dumped in one saw of orange juice, so even though after you draw out one saw, so you have a little less than men so of the heretofore water, but even the heretofore orange juice is considered as water because it becomes bottled to the water. In view of the fact that the saw of orange juice fell into the mikveh when the mikveh already had memsomai. So the melee in the orange juice is treated as water. So, one second, please let me explain it. So actually the Mishnah says, I'll never be able to provide anything if you interrupt me in the middle of a sentence. So what the Mishnah is saying in effect is that really it's not mashing, the payments is not mashing. And the case where it's palming that is marrying, So because Al Pidin, we consider it not as the payments. Because even the car, when he dumped, a saw of orange juice, so it already had Mensah of Mayim, so then it's considered that even the orange juice becomes bottom to the Mayim. Pomi Mayim, to the point which he injured, I put him so Mayim Shere. We mustn't be so many pairs. But I came not from men who saw the Tarubes. Mayim and pairs be Yachad. That I call a social with pairs, Mashlem is a Mikre. When we next some men who came, Echot Ma'aboy, the Echot of the Cheshire. When we say, there is all the Amrim on the Kosher at Rubeh. Now, this you have to remember, that there is a Machlekes Rishen. There is a Machlekes Rishen. In other words, in the God, to the Gemara in Erev, in Yivonis. That they raise. So Rabbi Yechon says, Lo Yishonu El Ad Rubeh. El Ad Rubeh. So, according to all the Sheim, except the Rambam and the Raisin, so that is reference to Mid-Peres. So, in other words, so in respect to Mid-Peres, according to all the Sheim, except the Rambam and the Raisin, if you had the Mikveh had Memsah, and then you dumped in a saw of orange juice, a saw of orange juice, and then so now, after we dumped in a saw of orange juice, how many saw does the mikveh have in total? 41. Then he took out the saw. Then again he dumped a saw of orange juice. And then he took out the saw. And then again he dumped the saw of orange juice and then he took out the saw. And then again he dumped. So if he did it 20 times, so it's still a mikveh kshero. But if he did it 21 times, so then it turns out that at the end, so there is the major portion of the Memsah consists of here to four Mikheles. So the Mele is possible. It's possible. So in other words, so you can even in the case of Mikheles, so as long as it was done only 20 times, not 21 times, it's still kosher. Still kosher. And in respect to my Shuli, so you can do it 1,000 times, according to Hashem, because of the Aloch of Hashem. Mashiach in the Rambam and the Raive, they say, so Mele, according to all the Hashem, other than the Rambam and the Raive, so when it says, if Poya bin Memso, Nosin, so the Notosu, Ari, the Kosher, it doesn't mean that if you did it once. Even if you did it 20 times, but if you did it 21 times, then it's not kosher. Mashiach came according to the Rambam in the Raleigh, this Gemara in Yevomes has reference to the case of Mayim Shurim being dumped. Now let's see a Mikveh had Memsah, then he dumped a saw of Mayim Shurim. So he doesn't pass because I showed him. Then he took out his saw. So it doesn't become possible because Hashoki was realized on the saw. Even though when he takes out his saw, so there is a little less than Memsah of the year to four Rimshim. But because even the year to four Shuvim is in Shuvim because of the Aloha Hashok. And then he did it the second time, the third time, 20 times, so it's alright. But if he did it 21 times, so then it's Chizr Mir. According to the Rambam, it's on the basis of Marasayim. And according to the Raived, it's not on the basis of Marasayim, but Mitzaradim. In other words, we say that the Psu of Shuvim is Chesed in here, if at the end it turns out that the major portion, that the rope of the Memsah, consists of here to four Shuvim. Even though the here to four Shuvim, the show, and the here to four Shuvim was Spoka, but it's a it's a deal of Chizr Mir. With Rabbon. Pay slave, she's looking, and the Gimel looking, falling to it, Gimel looking.